Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, joining me this morning is Deborah Ross, publisher of KidsOutAndAbout.com and former homeschooler for two young adults. Now, we're all faced with this at this point. We're all doing some homeschooling. You know, you might not have been in school for a few years. Don't tell me your age. That's okay. But we're all learning this together. And I think that's one thing that we're going to talk about is we're in this together. You know, there's going to be certain things you don't understand, your kids don't understand. How can we do this together? Because, again, we're all stuck at home in Connecticut. There's things to do at home in Connecticut, but we're all going to be stuck at home in Connecticut, and there's lots to do. So, Deborah, thank you for joining me this morning. You know, KidsOutAndAbout.com, there's the Hartford region. You guys have different regions. It's an amazing website. There's lots of resources, and you have lists because, you know, like I said, we all are stuck at home.
It's scary. You know, my data team all last week and the beginning of this week, what we were doing was busy updating the calendars all over the country, canceling all of the events based on, you know, what folks were emailing us and press releases we got. And now they're busy putting up online events. All right. So we have, you know, there's stuff, you know, that businesses, museums, you know, karate dojos, art teachers, literally they're sort of coming out and realizing, oh, okay, well, we need that kind of connectivity. So they are putting it all up right online, and we have a whole section now for virtual events.
So it's been interesting. And I mean, as parents, a lot of us had to go through trying to teach our kids homework that we don't understand, and I'm not of the older generation, so when it's my parents, their grandparents, or, you know, older, it's like, okay, now there's really a difficult time to adjust to this.
So true. My mathematician husband gives everybody permission to teach their kids to carry the one. It's okay.
Not carry the one. You can't carry the one nowadays.
No.
And I mean, that's the biggest, like, the whole, I don't want to say common core math chaos, but, you know, if, and that's one thing I used to get in trouble with in school too, was with math. That was one of my big, because I just was able to, I guess, get it easier than some of the other kids. Uh-huh. And like, well, you have to show your work. But I'm like, if the work is coming out properly, then what's the problem? Right.
And you know what? What you've just said is kind of a philosophy of how we can approach education in this time, right? The question is, what is the end goal? And the end goal is to set our kids up so that they have the knowledge and skills to be ready for college and to have all careers open to them that they're interested in. That's
yes.
the goal. And so this small amount of time, in fact, I think in some ways is going to prepare them a little bit more for life than maybe some of what school is and has been about.
Yeah. And I mean, I saw a post the other day on Facebook. So, you know, it must be true because it was on Facebook that said, now is the time we actually appreciate teachers, the garbage men, you know, all
Absolutely.
Those other things that we've frowned upon for years. The most important person right now, everyone's like, oh, my God, I miss the kids' teachers.
Yep. And, you know, from what I understand, when teachers have been able to connect, right, when communities have been able to sort of jump on the online experience and teachers have found creative ways to connect, the kids are so grateful. They're so happy. And I think it's partly kids thrive on structure.
Yes.
Right. And so having a kind of regular structure, even if it's something that's very different from what they're used to, getting up every morning and going to school, I think that's key to helping them sort of keep their equilibrium in this and be ready to absorb whatever learning they can.
And that's one of the things, you know, I've been talking with people is just the structure. You see all these online, everyone's got something posted, what they're doing for their family. And I'm like, okay, that works for your family. I still have to do a, you know, 5 to 3 o'clock job every day. One of my sons was just behind me. He left the room a few minutes ago because he was doing his Prodigy math online. I'm like, you know, everyone has to find different ways and think so far outside the box at this point. It's creative. I'll give it that. Everyone is flexing their creative muscles in this time of need.
It's true.
And, you know, like we'll go for a walk with the dog because our dog just had hip surgery a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
so he's got to
okay.
do his physical therapy. So I'm like,
right.
all right, we're going for a walk and you guys are going to do lunges when we go over the bridge, or we're going to get to the end of the bridge. You're going to do jumping jacks at the end of the bridge. And it's finding creative things like that for parents and the grandparents to do with their kids at home during this time, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think you're doing a great job because what you're doing is you're making it an adventure, right? You inside might not be feeling great, right? But we need to not infect our kids with that attitude of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
They need to feel like, you know, we even need to feel like things are under control. Imagine how much more they do.
So this
is a time to fake it till you make it, for one thing. But if you all decide this is an adventure, then I think you're going to, the question is, what story are they going to tell when they go back to school? What story are they going to tell themselves about what they, how they remember this time? And I think that's the 35,000 foot view. How are we all going to remember this? I think we're already remembering it as a time when communities are pulling together. People are responding to needs and helping fill them however they can. And kids will remember that, but the more important, they're going to remember how did we make this an adventure together? And in, you know, future times of hardship, that's going to sustain them.
And that was one of the things, even this morning when I was waking up, one of my kids jumped into bed with me and just to cuddle for a few minutes. And I was thinking, I was like, I think starting this afternoon, I'm going to have him start like a journal and, you know, catalog what's going on. Because in 20, 30, 40 years, when they're older, just like we are, like, you know, we remember the little, we didn't go through much like this when we were growing up, but to look back at that and show their kids or grandkids, like, oh, I remember the panic that was
right.
going on out there. But it was a different kind of panic. There's like a controlled, compassionate panic going on, which
I
is great to see.
That.
You know,
we've
been to the stores just to, like, we still need food to eat. I have three growing boys. And, you know, we went to BJ's, me and my dad and two of the kids. And it was great. Like, we were walking in, no rush. We didn't need anything important. Like, if we can get item X or Y, it was a bonus. But people, it was like back in the days, and I posted this on Instagram, anyone born in the 90s grew up watching Supermarket Sweep. We've prepared our entire lives for this.
Like,
there was people running through BJ's, and the shopping carts at BJ's aren't small.
No, that's true.
You know, to get whatever they needed for that time. And I was just like, people, you can go a couple days without X or Y. Let the stores restock. There's not this mass shortage of toilet paper or cleaning products. We're just pillaging the stores. They will get restocked. Because if
they
you
will.
Need 37 rolls of toilet paper this weekend, you probably should have saw the doctor a couple weekends ago.
So true. You know, my best friend is Cuban. She was born in Cuba. She got here about 30 years ago. And there's something that they do called Cuban cooking. And she says everybody can learn from this, which is you go and see what you have. And you cook with it. And, you know, and you get creative. How creative can you be? How do you vary it? And this is, you know, it's an adventure that parents and kids can do together with that. You know, Cuban cooking is going to, you know, maybe a staple for a little while.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you know, casseroles, crock pot meals, very key right now.
Yep.
Especially with, you know, a lot of parents doing the work from home thing. You can kind of prep dinner in the morning, let it cook for the day, and have an actual family meal when everything kind of settles back down. The schoolwork is done. Everyone's ready to just unwind for a few minutes.
Absolutely. Now, there's one thing that I think everybody needs to be ready for and get their minds around, which is there's going to be mess. There's going to be mess in your house like you have not experienced perhaps in quite some time. And you need to get your mind around that now, accept it, embrace it. It's going to be part of the story, right? The other thing in homeschooling that I learned, by the way, you know, from all my years of homeschooling, there's a lot of crying in homeschooling. Not kidding. There's more crying in homeschooling than anywhere. And get your mind, because you know what, you don't have the kind of inhibition that you have from your peers at school.
Mm-hmm.
And so when things are frustrating academically, you don't cry at school, but you do cry at home. And this is a stressful time. So, you know, everybody needs to be forgiving of the everybody being a little bit upset and try to roll with that and not let being upset about being upset be a thing.
And that was, you know? I saw someone posted online. I mean, people are online just, I think, venting at this point, but some of the stuff is great. You know, one of my friends posted, we've been homeschooling for 2 days. One's already suspended and one has after school detention for 2 weeks. You know, and there's just so much. One of them their dad does woodworking. So one of his sons was like, hey, can we make a coffee table? Sure, we have nothing better to do. So he made a coffee table and he cataloged it and he submitted it to the teacher. You know, as an
that's great. After,
and that's the thing. A lot of kids can now learn these other things, I guess you can say, outside of school. Like one of my sons, we say it all the time, he's going to go in the trades. He has that mindset, but they don't teach a lot of that in school until you get to the older school, older grades, or you have to go to a specialized school.
Right.
Well, now is the time we can kind of focus on that. And he's enjoying stuff like that. You know, that's the biggest thing that I think parents and the educators need to take out of all this is there is alternative ways and these kids are still learning. Granted, you know, it's from their parents or peers at home, but they're still learning and they're wanting to learn at their own speed. So don't inhibit that. Encourage
Absolutely.
That.
Cannot agree more. And, you know, when everybody gets back, maybe a couple people are going to be comparing, did I get my fractions done and you didn't or something. But I don't think that overall, I think that overall there's going to be a spirit of what was the story? What did you learn? Now, okay, we're going to get back on track. It's going to be fine. Everybody is in the same boat. You know, also high schoolers, too, who are needing to learn things sequentially, right? So math, for example. I think they're going to find with so many resources out there, they're going to try to learn a subject in one way. Then they can go to a, you know, a different online learning program and kind of get a sense of how they themselves learn best, which you don't have that opportunity in a school setting. And so they could come back and say, okay, I own my own learning now. Mm-hmm. I own these facts. And so there's just so many free resources out there. My favorite is Khan Academy, right? We use that so much. Even for SAT prep, there's free SAT prep on Khan Academy. It's fabulous.
Yeah, we've used that in the past just for some of the math homework the kids have had that, okay, I know how to do it my way. I knew how we were taught, but the way you're being taught boggles my mind. So, you know, thank you, Google, for leading me to certain websites, and Khan Academy was one of them. Last week was finding the percentage of a certain number. I'm like, okay, I know how I would do this, but the way you're showing me is completely different because it's not an exact science the way they're doing it. It's like, okay, so 65% of 35. So you figure half of 35, and then like they break it down multiple times. I'm like, why don't you just multiply or divide it?
Right. The of means multiply. So 65%, 0.65 times 35. You got it. But no, the other way, my husband is a math professor, and he will tell you from the math professor perspective, it does not matter what path they got to being able to do math. So some kids might learn best the way that they're teaching now, and some might learn best another way. And that's the most important thing.
And that's, I think, one of the things that parents and the education system in general, I hope, takes away from this, that everyone does learn differently.
Absolutely. And I think kids will be more confident in their own method of learning as well once the resources can get found, right? Once you teach a kid to Google, it's like teaching him to fish. And, you know, you make education out of your life process, right? So the very first day we were educated, we had been set to home educate our kids. And the night before, my daughter tripped and fell into our stone fireplace.
Ouch.
And right across her face first. It was awful. So our first homeschooling day wasn't the routine I had been going to set out. Our first homeschooling day was, what does the inside of a hospital look like? What does the inside of your skull look like? And my other daughter ate a whole box of Thin Mints while she was in the hospital waiting room. So the next day, we got out our anatomy coloring book and we traced its way, all those Thin Mints, through her digestive system. You make education out of what you're handed. How much the kids will teach each other about this experience, that's a real lesson too. It'll be fascinating to see this unfold.
So that's why I was like, I'm going to have them this afternoon start little journals and document this in their own perspective. You know what are they thinking about?
I'm going to add that to our 250 plus positive ways, creative ways you can manage the COVID-19 crisis as a family. So I'm going to go, and with your permission, I will go and add that.
Well, I'd be honored for that, Deborah. Thank you. And joining me again this morning is Deborah Ross. She's the publisher of KidsOutAndAbout.com. We've been talking mainly about the Hartford region, but she does many regions. And this week's show is mainly focused on, you know, we're all stuck at home. We're kind of getting through this together, dealing with the homeschooling and just the different way of life we all have to go through right now. But next week, we're going to get into some of those 250 plus creative ways to keep the kids sane, the family sane, and everyone is going to get through this together. We're going to go through some ideas of how we can do things together as a family, get outdoors, different games and activities. So Deborah, we'll talk next week. And remember, there's great things that happen at home in Connecticut. Stay safe out there, everyone.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.